It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, last month's Ask the Vet segment, you answered a farmer's question and provided steps on how to get rid of biofilm on calf feeding equipment and the calf pen. As we continue our spring cleaning chat, let's talk more about biofilm. If you can't see it, does that still mean that you need to clean?
Yeah, the important part to remember is the biofilm is actually microscopic. You can't see it. By the time the biofilm gets so large that you could, like, I think we've probably all seen those calf pails where you can scrape your fingernail on the inside and you get that gunk underneath your fingernail. That is the biofilm. And by the time it becomes that bad that we can actually visibly see it, we certainly have a problem on our hands.
And how you explain that, it's more than a Clorox wipe. Really.
Yeah, and the biofilm, the point of the biofilm where it's advantageous for the bacteria is it helps keep the bacteria from drying out and it protects them from a lot of our disinfectant products that we use. So if we don't remove the biofilm and take it right down back to bare plastic, even though we put a disinfectant on it, the disinfectant will only kill the bacteria that are just on the surface of the biofilm that are exposed to the disinfectant. But a lot of disinfectants cannot penetrate into the biofilm itself. So all those bacteria harbored within the biofilm matrix itself, they're not killed, and they go untouched, and they continue to reproduce and ultimately slough back into the environment.
How often should the steps in this routine take place?
We have people that are doing this a couple times a week with their calf feeding equipment, like what I would call the deep clean. And then, of course, for outdoor calf hutches and calf penning, we're bound by the weather based on our facilities if somebody can power wash their equipment to get the gross soil off. There's just generally not as much cleaning and disinfection that happens for calf housing equipment in the winter, especially in the Midwest. But in other parts of the world where it's warm, we just need thawing temperatures. And at least in the Midwest, we're looking forward to that coming here soon.
And the day's getting longer, and as spring cleaning continues, we're also seeing some people out there putting in the effort but not really getting the results.
People spend a lot of time and a lot of elbow grease doing things that aren't effective. And a lot of times you talk to people about sanitation and disinfection, they say, oh, I don't need to add any more time to my routine. And what I always try to explain to them is, a lot of that elbow grease is actually ineffective at breaking up the biofilm anyways. So for a lot of times, we can actually bring in more effective product line, like the chlorinated alkaline detergent and the chlorine dioxide. We actually save labor from people, and they're cost effective to do, so we don't increase costs anyways.
And the reason we're focusing on this, an important reminder for calf health.
Calves are on a teeter-totter every single day of their immune system and how much pathogen load they're exposed to. And the better job we do of cleaning and disinfecting, we just reduce that pathogen level that they're exposed to, and they got a better chance of staying healthy.
Thanks, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiterman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. If you'd like to ask Ryan a question, simply email him. The email address is askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.